pregnant, travels 90 miles south to a region near Jerusalem in order to be in touch, to get strength, and to share joy with Elizabeth, her kinswoman, her cousin perhaps. And Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist, and Mary is pregnant with Jesus. And so we want to just go over that again. And what we're focusing on is Mary's song of praise. And I want you to pay attention to what's happening in that song of praise, because it starts out as a praise for having this wonderful child, that she is impregnated through the power of the Holy Spirit, which overshadows her, and she's going to have this child, which is going to change the hearts of women and men. But in this Magnificat, and what the Magnificat means, it's from the Greek meaning megale, which means a magnification, a glorification of what has been done for us. There's a change that takes place in Mary and in the Magnificat. So she is no longer talking about what a joy it is to be the bearer of God's Son, but she begins to be talking about something else. She looks back at Israel's history, and she talks about the proud being scattered in the imaginations of their hearts, and other things too, which kind of show us a dynamic to Mary which we might not otherwise see. And is there a dynamic in our lives which we miss? With that introduction, hear God's word to us. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried